Last week, news surfaced that the College of St. Joseph in Rutland may shut down. The private Catholic liberal arts school currently has around 200 undergraduates. Much of the campus community attended an emotional meeting yesterday, and Rutland Herald reporter Gordon Dracillo has been covering this story. He joins me now. Hi, Gordon.
Hey, Henry.
So what was the reaction to the potential closure of St. Joseph from students and faculty yesterday at this meeting?
A mixture of shock, dismay, a lot of skepticism. A lot of people I talk to don't think it's as bad as all that, and they think with the right management, they can still make the college viable again. A lot of anger at the trustees for how the announcement was handled and how communication has been handled.
And so let's back up. What's led the college to the point that it's considering closing down?
From what I can tell, it's a combination of two factors, one being the declining enrollment trend that colleges all over the place are grappling with. The other one being the college took a major hit a couple of years ago from the failure of its planned physician assistant program. They had planned this big expansion. This was going to be sort of what ushered in a new day at the college. They brought out on initially 25 students. There were some buildings in Proctor that was going to be sort of a satellite campus, and it all fell apart when they did not get certification for that program, and the college took a bath.
And so they're now essentially under a lot of financial pressure, is that right?
From what I've seen of the financials, they are running at a deficit and have whittled away their endowment.
And in a statement this week, St. Joseph President Lawrence Jensen said the college is, quote, working feverishly to find ways to keep CSJ open and to move toward a more sustainable model. Do you know anything at this point about what that might mean, what that sustainable model might be?
There was a lot of talk at the meeting about alternate revenue streams and different things that the college could do to bring in more money. And that ranged from a new institute on the study of psychological trauma to a daycare center.
Okay. But those are things that are still in the early stages at this point?
Those are. A lot of what was discussed were things that seemed like they could be accomplished fairly easily. There was talk of a more aggressive development program, of soliciting money from alumni and local corporations on a regular basis, which I guess hasn't happened that much.
In terms of the decision of whether or not to close down, obviously it's coming towards the end of the school year. How soon does the administration need to make a decision on that front?
That is not entirely clear. What was said in the initial communication to campus, the one that I saw, was there was supposed to be a first meeting yesterday where the Board of Trustees would gather information, and then another meeting May 7th where the decision would be made, although the president of the Board of Trustees indicated in an interview that he didn't think the process was going to move quite that quickly. And then, of course, the trustees meeting scheduled for yesterday was postponed.
Right. And so it's a little unclear at this point when they'll actually make that decision, right?
A little unclear is putting it mildly, I'd say, yes.
All right. Well, Gordon Dracillo is a reporter for the Rutland Herald. Gordon, thanks for speaking with me.
No problem. Thanks, Henry.